morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Kelvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Also doubling right now is a box elder bug breeding facility. It's incredible. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
They're a magnificent species.
They are a magnificent species. But Kelvin, you work in a room that we call the tank, where you do recordings and things like that. And that has been particularly busy with the box elder bugs.
Yeah, the tank has always kind of been the hotbed for them, but it's gotten so bad they've now migrated to the hallway in front of the studio.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
It's really bad.
And they're harmless bugs.
You grew up in the 70s. They had those, like, you know, joints where, like, people just go and hang out and have fun, like not the hot tub places, but the bathhouses. They're just hanging. But this is our bathhouse. They're hanging out and just.
It's a box elder bug bathhouse.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Well, I hope they enjoy their day today because it is astonishingly beautiful outside.
Oh my gosh.
We're shooting for a high here in Waukesha, near 72 degrees.
That's wrong.
It is wrong. It's wonderful, and yet it's wrong. So enjoy it while you can, because things are going to start changing and cooling off later on this afternoon. And then we could see rain showers before 1 a.m., a chance of rain and snow between 1 and 2, snow showers likely after 2 in the morning, maybe some thunder snow. And tonight it's going to get down to 17 with a high tomorrow of 25.
I'm going to make us a sound clip that just is like clap, boom, thunder snow.
Thunder snow. So just to give you a heads up, and if you get a chance today to take the dog for a walk or go for a walk yourself or take the bikes out or go for a bike ride. Or
go tanning, go to the beach.
Yeah, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous day. So if you have the opportunity to enjoy it, I hope you certainly do. We have a very busy show coming your way today. The one and only Todd, Father Todd Allbaugh, joining us at 10:33. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau is coming in at 11:06. We're going to talk about charitable nonprofits as opposed to 527s.
Yes, those are political groups that get money, and sometimes they pass them off as charitable organizations.
I'm shocked.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that?
There would be some false advertising there, perhaps.
Both sides of the fence, too. This is not a one versus the other.
Right.
This is a problem that needs to be clarified, and Lisa's going to come on today and talk about how you can tell the difference.
And make sure your money is going to go where you want it to go, right?
Exactly. It's all in the wording of what they say, and you can generally look at their ads. There are certain things they have to say that are dead giveaways. You just got to know what those things are.
Little keywords to look for.
Exactly.
All right. So Lisa is going to be joining us next hour at 11:06, and then at 11:33, this should be a lot of fun. If you are an audiophile, or should I say a vinyl file, if you like albums.
I was like, I'm not an audiophile. I'm a person.
Regular vinyl albums.
Yeah.
There is a company in Wisconsin that is making super high-end turntables, and there's a demand for them.
I feel like the only way we can figure out how great they are is if they send me one.
We'll get to that.
Okay, cool. All right, just putting it out there.
Christian Grigo is the president of Soda Turntables, and he's going to join us at 11:33 to talk about who is buying these $2,500 and up turntables. There's an appetite for it. So we will be kicking that around coming up at 11:33. We wanted to start, though, with something that we're just getting around to now, even though it's a couple of days old.
Yeah.
And I do think it's important to mention this. Assembly officials here in Wisconsin admitted that former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman violated public record laws while he was being paid hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to probe the 2020 election, which, by the way, turned up zero evidence that President Biden's win here in Wisconsin was tainted somehow.
Yeah. This was solidified by the Popcorn King himself. This isn't some conspiracy theory. Robin Voss appointed him.
Yep.
Robin Voss saw the results, and Robin Voss said many times now that the 2020 election, as far as Wisconsin goes, was legitimate.
Yes.
And clean and safe.
The acknowledgement by Assembly leaders part of a deal to settle a lawsuit filed against the Assembly's Office of Special Counsel when Gableman was in that office. The suit filed by American Oversight after Gableman testified he routinely deleted records during a hearing in a different lawsuit over his wonderful bookkeeping. It's just it's amazing to me.
This really just goes back to the, I mean, we'll see where it goes. That's the thing, is I can't say
it's done.
No, I mean, like he's been,
it's done. Nothing is going to happen.
Oh, I thought he was.
No.
Oh, I misread it.
According to American Oversight, Assembly leaders acknowledged violating the law, and now they have pledged to comply with it going forward.
Guys, he's pledging to. He said he promises next time.
He pledges.
He pinky swears, people.
Just as a reminder, Michael Gableman accrued more than $2.5 million in costs to taxpayers. And I think it's worth reminding folks of some of the things that Gableman wanted to do. He wanted to jail election officials and mayors who refused to be interviewed by him behind closed doors. He also pretty much ignored requests from the public for records that he was entitled to produce to the public.
Remember, he's a judge. He knows this.
One would think he would know the rules.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Wisconsin Supreme Court judge.
Yeah. Yeah. No less.
Not just traffic judge. He was pretty high up there.
Yes, he was. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you want to check in on this. We have Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. What's up?
Good morning, lady and gentlemen. I have a couple of statements and a question. So the first statement is, I knew Greg Bach was too good to be true, and this morning just solidified it. He is just an audiophile.
I am. I'm not real.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you're too good to be true, Greg, but now I know the truth. With that being said, as far as the Gableman thing goes, are we surprised? I think we really, as taxpayers, should be able to choose where our tax money goes. There should be like a questionnaire. What do you want your tax money to go to? And we should be able to opt out of this kind of, you know, BS. And then I have a segment. Suggestion for your show. After listening to your little ad you've had going for a little while, you should have a segment that is called What is Your Bird? I think that'd be a good segment.
What's Your Bird?
Yes. And have you guys gotten in contact with the potato people to get them on your segment about things other than cheese?
We have not reached out to Wisconsin potato growers yet, Mike, Stephen, but we are working on a mushroom grower. There's a local mushroom grower in Madison.
We're going to have enough to make an omelet.
That hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we will get him on for Beyond the Cheese. And then we'll absolutely reach out to Wisconsin potato producers, too. I think this is really fun. And I think
agree.
It's really interesting.
I agree. This is going to win us a WBA. Like the endless series that is Beyond the Cheese. Moo.
Just the opener alone.
The opener alone
is worth an award. Yeah. Thank you, Stephen, for calling. As always, you can always check in with us at 844-967-2789.
But you know something that, you know, all jokes aside, it's, you know, it's Gableman's kind of, I don't want to say goofy or whatever, but this just solidifies the fact that in today's day and age, there are no consequences.
Sure seems that way.
You run a weird investigation and you break the rules and violate election law.
And admit that you violated the laws.
Nothing. You work to try to delegitimize our elections in Wisconsin and you get a slap on the wrist. You help the former president try to overthrow the process and you get to cut deals. Our Supreme Court in the United States has admitted that they are corrupt by doing the very things that violate their ethics. Nothing is happening.
Where are the consequences?
Where are the consequences? Yet if I'm walking down the street, I can get arrested for no reason on suspicion of nothing. Here we go. I'm not trying to blame parties because let me tell you something. whatever with the Supreme Court. But I'm so angry that it just seems like nowadays something comes out and it almost, it's a foregone conclusion, but it's not going to go anywhere. No
right.
It's going to get arrested.
Nothing's going to happen.
And if anything, they just got to pay a little fine and they don't have to admit complicity or guilt. But that's not the America we were raised to believe in. We were raised to believe in America that, you know, took responsibility, that was proud. And if you did something wrong,
there were consequences.
There were consequences. And this is not the place we live in anymore. You get to do whatever you want if you have the money and the connections.
Yes.
And some will say it's always been like that, but now it just seems brazen. It's just in your face.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it used to be a little more hidden and a little less embraced, but now it's kind of like, oh, everybody does it. So let's just, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, what, this sounds so old man of me, but like, this trickles down to children. This trickles down to what kids see in the news.
As an example.
Or on their, you know, if they follow news on social media, they're going to see these people just getting away with murder and nothing happens. So that's what they think they can do. Does that sound old man of me? That's just, this sounds crank. Like, get off my lawn, well, turn down your rock and roll music.
I was going to say, just make sure you stay off of Greg's lawn and everything should be fine.
You can go on my lawn. It's terrible right
844-967-2789 if you'd like to join the conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or we are introducing...
Oh, we are today.
...a new number.
Ooh, I'm going to make a thing for it.
855-75-CIVIC.
Whoa, both numbers work.
Both numbers work.
Yes, they do.
But we are trying to transition over to this new one again. And you know what you can do, Todd, Greg Bach, if you
tell me what I can do.
You can download the app, and then you can call and text directly from the app.
You know, I was totally listening when you said that new number. But Brian, why don't you repeat it for the people again?
The new number is 855-75-CIVIC.
Cool.
We've been talking about Michael Gableman, who we paid, because we did, taxpayers paid Michael Gableman $2.5 million to look for evidence that Donald Trump won in Wisconsin. And of course, he didn't find any evidence. And essentially, he admitted that he destroyed documents that were part of public records. And yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Okay, we'll follow the rules going forward. Taking your calls and your texts again at 855-75-CIVIC. John from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. I've got a little different perspective, and I appreciate what you've brought up. But my personal thought is that I've been disappointed by our Attorney General, Josh Call. He did not choose to prosecute the fake electors. I think we were either the only or one of a couple states that didn't go after people that lied on documents to say that they were the electors, and we didn't go after them. We let them get away with an apology. And now this Gableman issue, it was in front of us. Why he's not investigating this is a concern. I don't mean for it to be a partisan thing, but if the roles were reversed,
oh, yeah,
and it was a Democrat, it would not even be close. And so I think we need to, you know, as I happen to support the Democrats, but I've written to Josh Call. I think people need to write to him and put a little pressure to say, why are you not looking into this thing? Maybe there's a good reason for it not, you know, happening, but I can't think of one.
You make a really good point, John. And again, I'm not sure either why Josh Call hasn't been more aggressive on this, because you're right. If the situation were reversed, Josh Call would probably be in jail. I don't know, for his lack of doing anything. So go ahead, contact Josh Call and ask him why are there no consequences, right, John? That's kind of thing. I think the thing that's got everybody irritated.
You can contact them by hitting 608-266-1221. That number again is 608-266-1221. And the thing, I just looked it up. Josh Call in December was being asked, and he said they're not ruling it out. They're just, I guess, waiting.
For what are we waiting for?
An embossed invitation? I have no idea.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much for listening and for joining the show. Bruce from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for joining us.
I am really concerned about our elections, and this is all drummed up by the Republican Party. Like you just mentioned, we spent north of $2 million to send Michael Gableman to Arizona, of all places,
yeah,
and Wisconsin, both of which were involved in the fraudulent elector scheme, which he did not uncover for this $2.5 million.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, I think the RNC should refund our money. And the other thing I think that should happen is we should have a law that this conduct is not only punishable, but this is a serious charge with felony convictions and serious prison time. This is ridiculous that they're allowed to get away with this. And on top of it, we have one of the fraudulent electors, Robert Spindell,
yep,
Jr.,
mm-hmm,
on our election commission.
Yep.
And we've got the Republican legislature trying to impeach Megan Wolf, who did a great job during a pandemic to not only secure our elections, but it was the most transparent, the most investigated. I mean, this was the gold standard of how to run an election. We had more people participate.
Yep.
We had better access to the ballot. And I mean, this is just ridiculous what the Republican Party is doing, not only in Wisconsin, but across the nation.
Yep.
This is not how democracy works. This is how fascism comes into power.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Really appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. It just feels like our system has been perverted.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. It's a new version. This is the standard. This is, you know, you commit a crime, you violate ethic rules, and not only is there's no recognition, you just get to walk away.
Right.
You just get like, well,
scot free, skate away.
Yeah. That's I mean, people were, all those individuals who were just not showing up for subpoenas, Jim Jordan, all those other individuals, all those representatives saying, now that is a mandated thing. By law, you need to appear. And if you're not, you should be in jail.
Well, you and I would be in jail.
Yep.
We really would.
Yep.
One other thing I want to share before we head on to the news. This is from last year in an article in Wisconsin on WPR. But he was talking to Robin Voss about the investigation after he had been fined for his part in this. This is what Robin Voss had to say. Quote, look, the investigation is over. We are moving forward. It is only these liberal activists who seem to can't let the 2020 election go.
Oh, my God.
That is so funny.
That got the just, classic Jane laugh.
That is priceless. When yesterday we just ran some tape from Bret Baier
on
Fox News
talking
to the former president who said and continues to maintain the 2020 election was stolen. So maybe the popcorn king has moved on, but it seems like some other people in his party have not exactly done that.
Well, he wants to move on because there are people looking for his job, even though they just need to wait.
He's not. He's going to go on and enjoy his popcorn life. Yep. It's all going to be fine. All right, stay with us. Todd Alba will be with us when we return. We're going to talk about people living in an alternate reality. News is next.
The multiverse.
Also with an entertainment minute from Pete Schwabe. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's that sound? Feeling just put your
Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text. We're migrating to a new number, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can still use the old one, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Very excited to have our friend and colleague joining us for the next half hour. Truly one of the busiest men in civic media, Todd Alba, joining us from our world headquarters in Madison. You must feel like you have all the time in the world now, Todd, since you're not doing 47 shows and traveling all across the state.
Well, you know, I was used to seeing Greg Bach at about 5:50 in the morning, and now to see him, you know, at 10:30, it seems like half the day is gone.
I'm sure.
I was filling for Kreitlow last week, and Greg was fantastic working with him as well in the early morning, and then we went in Hayward, and now we're back here in Madison, where, by the way, I'm not sure if we didn't pay the HVAC bill, but I mean, we're facing the south windows here in the main studio, and it, you know, to I mean, it is hot in here.
Is it warm in there?
I mean, to quote, this will be an obscure reference, but Jeff the Gay Robot from the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, it's hot as balls in here.
Balls.
That's very evocative, yes. Todd.
I love Jeff. I love
Jeff.
I know,
me too.
It was a great show.
Well, I hope you can get some fans in there or something, because it's going to it's going to be a beautiful, incredible day today.
You can't see it, and thank God the viewers can't, but I did remove my pants, so it's Pantsless Tuesday here at Civic Media, and I'm enjoying that. So.
No judgment.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, There's nobody here.
No.
I never wear pants. What are you talking about?
You know, I did that. Here's a quick story. When I worked in the Capitol and in the majority leader's office, it was like the middle of summer. There was nobody around. And, you know, you get tired. It gets every day the legislature just gets to be the same old thing. So I was deputy chief of staff and communication director. And I told the staff, I said, one of these days we're just gonna have pantsless Thursday. And so one day when there was nobody around, I had a full suit on and I had, you know, a dress shirt on and boxer briefs. So there was nothing, you know, risque really. I looked like Jeff, or the, not Jeff, the character from Ghosts, the new show that runs around.
No, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you see that show, yeah.
Yep.
So I out in the vestibule, I removed my suit pants and put them in my little attache. And I just walked in the office like nothing was, you know, like it was a normal day. And people just looked at me like, what in the hell is going on?
So Todd Alba kind of to HR, Todd Alba to HR.
Well, yes, I suppose I couldn't do those things today. Yeah. But yeah.
Someone sent a really nice comment here. Andrew from Maine. All of Todd's fans are on the other side of the radio.
Well, thank you very much.
That's a very sweet thing to say.
Well, I think so, yeah.
You have your own show following hours from noon until 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then Maggie Dawn debuted yesterday from 2 to 4 p.m., so she follows you. And actually, I just checked in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They just ran a press release on our new midday lineup, including Matt Mayer on air and the Todd Alba show and the Maggie Dawn show. So very, very nice and very, very exciting. For the next couple of minutes, Todd, I wanted to talk about, because I don't know that folks always appreciate how many people are living in an alternate universe when it comes to politics in this country. And we joke about it, and it's funny, yes, but it is also very disturbing when you realize just how deeply some people believe these falsehoods.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. So there was a rally for Donald Trump in South Carolina over the weekend, and Jimmy Kimmel sent one of his reporters down there to talk to Trump supporters. These are MAGA people. These are MAGA supporters.
Yes.
And the reporter essentially shared a quote and attributed it to Joe Biden. And then the MAGA voter would respond to that. Mm-hmm. And the reporter said, oh, I made a mistake. Donald Trump actually said that. So now what do you say? So here's a little clip from Jimmy Kimmel. Take a listen.
Do you mind if I just ask you a few questions about things that Biden has done in his administration, and you can kind of give me your opinion on that? What did you think when Joe Biden suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light inside the body?
It is very sad that Joe Biden is clearly a dementia patient.
Supposedly hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
What do you think about Joe Biden saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam?
Again, it's very sad, his mental capacity, and that is a very uneducated statement.
Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. These are not, I got my notes mixed up.
Oh.
Can I ask you this question? Can we start over and me ask you? Okay. What did you think when Donald Trump suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light into the body?
It depends what that technology is.
Wait.
Okay.
That's a broad spectrum because, you know, you have MRI machines and CT machines and infrared
She's
and different
nurse?
Things. So it just depends the context of that.
She's a doctor,
what did you
I guess.
Think of Donald Trump saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam? Dementia patient?
No, I don't believe that.
No. Joe, if Joe Biden said that, he's got dementia. If Donald Trump said it, he's perfectly right.
It's nothing to even worry about.
And I guess what astonishes me is the rapidity, the quickness with which this switch comes in and this instantaneous defense, no matter what Trump does or what Trump has said. It makes, I don't understand how these people can't hear the disconnect coming out of their own mouths, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about we had a couple of these cuts as well. But on earlier in the show, we talked about the fact that out of South Carolina, I don't think the big story was that Trump won 60% of the Republican vote. I think the big story was that Nikki Haley got 40% of the Republican base voted against Trump. And according to exit polling, 59% of Haley voters said they will not vote for Trump in a general election. According to the Associated Press yesterday, 1 in 5 Republican primary voters nationally say they won't endorse him. So, yeah, I mean, Trump has this base of 30-40% of the Republican electorate, like these people that were just interviewed, who are going to vote for him no matter what. And that's why I think that the Republican primary, if there ever was one, is essentially over, because these people will vote for Trump no matter what, and they control the base. But I think that come November, and I think that, again, you're going to see this in the national media tonight. Everybody's focused on, oh, is Joe Biden going to politically stub his toe because, you know, a handful of people are mad at him about Palestine? That's not the story. The story is how many people in Michigan tonight vote for Nikki Haley. And if a political party loses 25% of their base, they can't win in November.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And I guess one of the reasons, Todd, why I wanted to talk about this and why I wanted people to hear these clips is so people have a good understanding of what MAGA supporters believe.
Yeah.
And granted, it is not the entire Republican Party by any stretch of the imagination. There are many, many very reasonable Republicans.
Yes.
But I think it's important for us all to be aware of what is happening among this portion of this of his 30% of his supporters. And again, when confronted with evidence instantaneously,
yeah,
that something delusional was said, if they say Joe Biden said it, Joe Biden has dementia, and once they're corrected and said, well, wait, Donald Trump said this, and then the excuses for why this is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine.
I mean, we joke around about it, right? But I mean, it really does have all the tenets of a cult. And when you mix in the white Christian nationalism on top of this, then it becomes religious, then it becomes God. I mean, there is this 25-30% of the MAGA Republican base who believes that Trump is sent from God. They really believe this.
I know.
And anything that he does, it is godly. And of course, this is a guy who brags about grabbing a woman by the kitty and being a misogynist and has been convicted of rape. But yet they want to go on and make it out like, you know, this is God's will that Trump becomes president. So, yeah, and remember, to your point, Jane, that the kinds of people that Kimmel interviewed there, and sure, it's funny, you get a lot of yucks out of it, but these are the types of people that will be appointed by Trump into positions of power,
yes,
should he get a second term. And unlike Mike Pence, you can say what you want about him, but he did have a bright line. It was like, well, I guess insurrection and taking on the Constitution is just a bit too far.
Yeah.
Little bits. but even Mike Pence, but Trump has no interest in a guy like Mike Pence as vice president. He wants someone who, I mean, look, you got Tim Scott, first African-American U.S. Senator from South Carolina, appointed by Nikki Haley. And who does he endorse? The Trump guy who went to the black conservative conference this weekend and looked out and blinded by the lights and says, quote, all I can see are the black ones. I can't see any white ones, unquote. And saying that I'm being indicted, and the reason that black people like me is because I've been indicted. Essentially because black people are criminals, and so am I, and that's why they're going to vote for me. I'm not making this up.
No, I know.
We played these clips yesterday.
Yeah, and Tim Scott, you're right. But it's almost like they should win flexibility awards or something, you know? There should be some gymnastic acknowledgement.
A political Cirque du Soleil.
How bendy. I didn't know you could bend that quickly or that far. That's kind of astonishing. I do want to play...
Great for date night, not great for politics.
Gavin, I do want to play one more clip. This is Jimmy Kimmel sending a reporter to a rally for Trump in South Carolina over the weekend. Take a listen.
There are accusations that Joe Biden cheated on his wife with a porn star after his son was born. And there's actually a paper trail showing he paid the sex worker $130,000 to keep quiet about it.
Well, who did that? Joe Biden. And he was making, I think, less than $100,000 a year at that time.
That's right.
As a congressman, a senator. And how does he do that?
Huh. Hmm.
You tell me. Would you
You're
vote for someone that...
Of course not.
Okay. So Trump did do that.
Trump had a fling with Stormy Daniels.
And paid her $130,000.
Hush money, yes.
And you're voting for him.
I am. My father had affairs too, and I still respect him.
It's all good. So who doesn't?
You know, Daddy had a couple of affairs. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's all fine.
Now.
That's all fine.
It's so weird that the man knew that Joe Biden was a senator about how much he made, but yet for but she puts out there that, you know, a porn star, 130,000. I feel like those two statements were ubiquitous in the news the time. But then he was just sort of like, nah, fine.
Yeah. I wouldn't vote for Joe Biden if he were an adulterer.
Yeah.
But my daddy had affairs, so if Trump does it, it's all good.
Well, it's good for my daddy. It's good for everyone.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, I mean, that's the world we're living in, and people get in these information silos. I know I've heard you say it, Jane. I've said it on our show. Don't even just listen to civic media. Get your information from a lot of different sources. And if you're in a silo and all you hear is OWN or Newsmax, I would say Fox, but I mean, God bless them. At least there's been a couple of times. I mean, you played a Brett Baer clip. We did too. There's been a couple other ones we're going to play today where even these Fox News people, even they are pushing back a little bit and saying, yeah, I guess $700 million Dominion lawsuit changes your mind.
Well,
but
and that's exactly it. Because trust me, if they didn't have a lawsuit or the potential for being sued again, this would not be happening. I was astonished by the Brett Baer thing that he pushed back against him at all.
Yeah.
And he really is like an outlier at Fox.
Yeah, Brett has kind of become the Shepard Smith of Fox, where he is sort of just the news guy.
Yeah, he better start polishing up that resume.
Right. Get out, Brett. Brett, while you can, get out.
Just saying.
Jack, he'll be joining Chris Cuomo soon on Newsmax.
Exactly.
Or whatever that is.
Jack from Merrimack, I see you on the line. Hang on, stay close. We'll continue our discussion with Todd Alba. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Gail B on the board, and we are joined by our friend and colleague, Todd Alba, who is in our headquarters in Madison.
For now.
Talking about...
I'm taking notes just in case I need to call Big Lou if I ever get married. He's just like you, only he's only our wife number two.
Doesn't that make you feel better, right? We've been talking a little bit about...
That commercial is just ridiculous. Anyway, go ahead.
Some of the MAGA supporters were recently interviewed by someone who works for Jimmy Kimmel at a rally in South Carolina over the weekend, and we were just talking about the depths to which they will make apologies for Donald Trump, as opposed to if the same comment is attributed to Joe Biden. Well, yeah. Biden's got dementia, but yeah. Oh, Donald Trump. Well, that makes perfect sense because you can shine light like a CRT or something like that, and that'll clean the COVID out of your body, whatever.
the main causer of COVID is CRT.
Jack from Merrimack has been very patient. Thank you so much, Jack. What did you want to say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First of all, the only gaffes I've heard from Biden are pauses, and they're probably caused by the fact that all of his life he has been fighting a stuttering problem, and he continues to do that. That's something that is lifelong, and he's done an extremely good job of getting beyond it. But it's still something that he's working on, mm-hmm. and will be for the rest of his life.
Sure.
The second thing, though, that I want to say is that as my mother got very, very old, she had dementia, and she became more argumentative, and just if I did something that she didn't like, she tried to be very vengeful about it. She wasn't strong enough at that point to do much about it. But if you listen, and sometimes she would talk incoherently, and if you listen to Trump's speeches, you can hear the anger, the hatred, the vengefulness. These are symptoms, in my opinion, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't even play one on TV. But these are symptoms, in my opinion, of serious dementia problems that will not get better and that he can't really do anything about. This guy he's not qualified to be dog catcher, much less president of the United States. And I do fear for the safety of our country and the world if this guy ever gets in and gets into power again, and especially if he has enough Republicans behind him, because they'll all be lacking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Jack. Thank you so very much. I absolutely agree with you. And Todd, you basically said the same thing, too. Those clips that we played for people who are so quick to make whatever excuse for Trump that he needs, those are the people that Trump will surround himself with in the White House.
Yeah. Quick plug to the point there on the stutter. Look it up. It's from The Atlantic from February of 2020. A great reporter named John Hendrickson. The article is called What Joe Biden Can't Bring Himself to Say. His verbal stumbles have voters worried about his mental fitness. Maybe they'd be more understanding if they knew he's still fighting a stutter. John Hendrickson, The Atlantic from 2020.
Yeah, as Jack said, that's not something that goes away.
Yeah.
And yes, he has confused a couple names. He's confused a couple things. But I still challenge anyone to take a speech from Donald Trump and take a speech from Joe Biden and read the transcript. And after you read both those transcripts, you tell me which one is more cognitively challenged.
Roger from 715 just wants to agree and point out that Trump called his wife Mercedes at CPAC this past weekend.
He forgot his son Eric and Lara that he wants to install at the RNC.
Yeah.
And he was reading the name of his kids off the card, and he still forgot Eric, the lesser. Carolyn is.
You can't really blame him for that, by the way. But anyway.
Right? Oh, yeah, that one. Carolyn is on the line. Good morning, Carolyn. Thank you so very much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Oh, sure. Just to make us cringe even more, like, let's say Trump doesn't get in somehow, Healy sneaks in somehow, and we can look forward to Thomas and Alita retiring. And if that does indeed happen, I'm sure they'll lower the age. For the Supreme Court justice, we'll have like teenagers in there. I mean, it's a thought.
I've heard that from other sources as well. There is a line of thought out there that should Trump get a second term, that those two very well could resign and Trump would get two more appointees in the Supreme Court.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
That is terrifying. Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling, Carolyn. Just a couple of minutes left with you, Todd. And I wanted to talk about this because you worked in state government for many, 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 many years. And after this Alabama Supreme Court ruling came down last Friday about IVF, I have to ask, how many lawmakers actually read the bills that they sign? And the reason I ask this, here is a clip from Alabama Senator. Yeah, he's a senator. Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, Tubbs.
When confronted by a reporter about this decision, which essentially bans IVF in Alabama. Calvin, hit that clip, please.
Do you have a reaction to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on the fact that embryos are children?
Yeah, I was all for it. We need to have more kids. We need to have an opportunity to do that. And I thought this was the right thing to do.
But IVF is used to have more children. And right now, IVF services are paused at some of the clinics in Alabama. Aren't you concerned that this could impact people who are trying to have kids?
Well, That's for another conversation. What? People need to have that. We need more kids. We need people to have the opportunity to have kids.
Senator, what do you say to the women right now in Alabama who no longer have access to IVF, or who will not, as a result of this ruling? What do you say to them?
Well, that's a hard one. It really is. Yeah. It's really hard. Because, again, you want people to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's what I was telling her. We need more kids.
Yes, but the bill I just supported, and it's over 120 Republicans support this life at conception bill, which essentially makes IVF illegal. Do they ever read the stuff they sign, Todd?
when they sign on to a bill, based on my 25 years plus of the Capitol, I would say there is less than 5% of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who actually read the bills in which they co-sponsor and put their name to. That is left to the staff that gives them a breakdown. The only person that I ever knew, and they used to really get ticked off at her, was the late, great Cheryl Elbers, Republican from Loganville in Sauk County, who went on to get her law degree, and she would stand up and say, I'm looking at such and such, and it would drive people in her own party and the other party nuts, because she actually read the bill. Cheryl Elbers. Yep.
Todd Alba, thank you so very much for joining us. Make sure you catch Todd's show from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you all. Take care.
Bye, Todd.
News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.